back again. I'm actually recording in my new house because I moved last weekend, so it feels really weird. But if there are any weird noises, it's probably like the radiator or whatever. Anyway, let's get started on another episode. Promise, you'll be the love of my life. Not just because I'm lonely and never learned how to like without tripping and tumbling into trouble too much from the very start, but I promise you'll be the love of my life because each shade of you is a palette that the world has jumped into, and I am so in awe of the art that you are. And the way that you turned the once drab world into a watercolour whirlpool of whimsy, that I will stand and gaze for the rest of my life, so there will be no time for me to meet another love of my life. I'm sure everyone thinks that at some point with someone, you know. Because it's nice to think about, you know, that just one person forever. I read something once about how the bit in Wedding Vows about till death do us part and all that is because people used to only live until they were like 30. So when you were promising to love someone until you died, in most cases it was probably only going to be like 10 to 15 years. So it was quite reasonable. But now, like, people live for fucking ever. And so, you know, sometimes I think to myself, oh, I'm going to love this person forever. And then I'm like, yeah, but am I? You know? I don't know. Oh, the Aquarius jumped out. Last night, I lay alone, dialing a hotline to heaven, over and over, referring to God as Daddy, seeing lightning from the window, growing dangerously close as he rolled his eyes, hanging up until I called back again, clutching my pearls as my teddy bear shook his head. I whispered to God, real breathy and babyish, because after all, maybe he's just a man. Maybe he'll play along just like all the others do. I whispered to God, real tearful and terrified. Daddy, why did you make my heart so big if you didn't intend anyone to want a piece when they came around to play? I wonder if actually calling other realms and dimensions would, you know, come under, because I have unlimited minutes on my phone, would it come under that, or would I be charged extra for it? That's the question. But anyway, I kind of got the idea for that from this thing. I was reading something and someone mentioned, you know how sometimes, like, you know, for promotional purposes, like, you know, for movies or, you know, albums or whatever, like, sometimes there'll be like a phone line you can call and then you can like hear, like, you know, the trailer or, you know, some like exclusive content or whatever. I was reading something and someone mentioned one of those, and I was like, that's such an interesting idea, you know? And then I just kind of came up with this, like, scenario of just, like, sitting there, like, you know, like, what if you could just, like, call God on the phone and be like, so, hey, let's talk about stuff. And, like, I know me, I'd probably be, like, super annoying and he would just, like, not want to talk to me ever. So, so yeah, that's kind of how I sort of started coming up with that, and then sort of finished it, which is, you know, good for me, because you know what I'm like when it comes to actually committing to something and finishing it. Hooray, we did it. Happy now, swinging from the sky like a little child. I hope you'll remember me with magic in my eyes, spinning in the vibrant vines, singing songs about winter as the summer sun swims through the window, sleeping up my silent shoes. I'm beautifully blissful, blowing kisses to my soul as she sits at the end of my bed, watching me swinging and shining, the world crashing and crowding around me to get a better view. I hope you won't be upset that I took the only thing I felt was still mine. I wanted to be worthy. It's my life, and I can waste it if I want to. Tell me, could you ever get through to me? You know, I never wanted to be difficult. I never wanted to be that girl who realised that she was loved too late as she watched from the window, seeing her mother scream and shake at the terrible choice she made when selecting a necklace to wear for her last day on Earth. We still have time, and all of that is just a dream, and I'm still firmly on the floor, ignored by the light at the end of the tunnel that remains boarded up. I still have today, and we still have tomorrow, and I'm grateful that I couldn't find a necklace that matched my earrings. I was reading a news story the other day about the lack of mental health services that are available to young people in the area where I live. There's also a lack of services for older people, or just for anyone really, because it's just not seen as a priority by, you know, by the local government, or really the national government. And so what happens is, you know, we lose people. That's just it. You know, it happens because they couldn't have the help that they needed. And, you know, then a bunch of councillors and MPs will say about how it's such a tragic thing, and you know there has to be more done, and we have to, you know, remove stigma and tell people it's okay to talk. And I think that kind of thing has its place, but at some point you have to acknowledge that just telling someone it's okay to talk isn't going to be enough, because just talking isn't going to fix it, you know. There has to be places for people to turn, qualified people who can help others, you know what I mean? Just putting up a tweet, you know, it's frustrating. I mean, you know, basically, where I live, you have to be right at the end point, like, you know, to be able to get any actual credible help. Because if you're not right at a point of crisis, then all you're really going to get is a leaflet. Maybe they'll refer you for like a 6-week, you know, therapy course if you're very lucky. Maybe you'll get some antidepressants again if you're very lucky. None of it is really about preventative stuff, you know. It's all done too late, you know. And I get, you know, that obviously the people who are working in these services, they really can't do more than they're doing. Let's be real here. You know, they can't do anything without funding. They can't do anything without additional staff. But the people whose job it is to make sure they have that funding or they have the resources to be able to get the extra staff they need to be able to have those facilities, you know what I mean? They just don't care until it's too late or until they can get a photo op out of it. Or do you know what I mean? And it's like, for fuck's sake, you know what I mean? And it's just exhausting to think about, you know, especially when you've kind of had like first and second hand experiences of these kind of situations and having to, you know, deal with this kind of thing. And it's just like, oh, fuck, how are we still at this point? You know, because it's like this cycle, you know, they say, oh, we can't do it, you know, we can't do it, sorry, you know, we can't allocate more resources to this, you know, and then something terrible happens. And they're all like, oh, this is so terrible. We're so sorry. You know, and then they have a little moment of reflection. And then they still don't see it as a priority. And it's like, well, what is it going to take? You know? Oh, man, I need to talk about something cheerier. This is getting, it's getting really grim. Sorry, guys. Parents' evening, when a bunch of people who had their lives together looked down their knowledgeable noses at me as if I had dragged them from their cosy classroom to the big scary council estate I lived on. They always told me that I needed to take pride in my work, as if a teenage egomaniac wasn't proud of her work. What does that even mean? Well, what it really meant was that I needed to improve my hand wringing. Oh wait, hang on, that's not what that says. Hand washing? No, my hands are pretty clean. I got it. It says handwriting. Maybe they were right. No, but you see, the thing is, you never said that to me because you understood what was beneath the scribbled secrets. And that was why you were always my favourite. I actually legitimately did always hate parents' evenings for that exact reason. It was frustrating for me because they could talk about the fact that my attendance was pretty good. They could have talked about the fact that, to be quite honest, for most of my classes I was doing fine. The only ones I kind of struggled with sometimes was maths, because I've always been notoriously bad at maths, and geography, just because I didn't find it interesting, to be honest. That makes me sound like really like terrible, but the reason I didn't find geography interesting was because we weren't doing cool stuff like looking about other countries and whatever. We were doing boring shit like hills. I know what a hill is, sis. I don't need to know the in-depth information. I know the basics. I know what I need to know. Teach me about, like, fucking Australia or, like, you know, Japan or something.
Anyway, but they could have said positive things, is my point. You know, they could have said, oh, she always says please and thank you. Oh, she seems like a relatively nice person. You know, she goes to the library a lot, so I suppose that's good. But no, almost all my teachers would always go on about my fucking handwriting. And it's like, look, okay, I get it. It's hard to read sometimes. It's not pretty, right? But, you know, give me a fucking break. You know what I mean? I just... It's like, can you come up with something new? Can you come up with something original? You know what I mean? I just... Well, who's the main bitch now? Because I type everything and, you know, it's fine. So... But I mean, it's actually kind of a struggle, you know, being a writer who can't really write by hand, to be real. Because if I did, no one could read it. I can read it for the most part. I can read what I write. But most people can't read my handwriting. And it's kind of frustrating because, like, obviously there's a whole, you know, trend on social media. If you're a writer, you have to, post everything by hand. It looks all pretty and stuff, you know. And I can't really do that because no one could read it, you know. But, I mean, you know, my hands don't really work properly, so it's not really my fault. They used to do all this, like, dumb shit. Like, they would give me, like, these, you know, like, worksheets that were supposed to help me improve my handwriting. They didn't. They gave me, like, these special pens that were supposed to help me. They didn't. Do you know what I mean? It was like, look, if you're not sure of what I've said, just ask and I can probably tell you. Like, there's no need to, like, make me feel like a mug, like, 5 or 6 times in an evening, going from teacher to teacher, and they all say the same thing. And then they wait until the end, and they go, oh, yeah, and she's actually pretty good at this subject, and she turns up, and, you know, she works hard, and she does her homework and whatever. And I'm like, why couldn't you start with that? Why couldn't you? You made a fool out of me in front of my mother. How dare you? It was frustrating. I don't know. I think... It's actually one of the things that bothers me about the education system. Again, though, you know, to an extent, I think part of this is, you know, teachers are very overworked. And because I have some friends who are teachers and honestly, I don't know how they do it. I actually briefly considered going into teaching myself, but, you know, then I realised I'd be terrible at it, so I didn't. You know, so I suppose it's difficult, but, you know, sometimes I think, you know, sometimes in the school system, they don't, you know, students' individual things are not recognised. Like, I used to see this a lot, because when I was at uni, I used to, as part of the part-time work I was doing, I used to sort of go into school sometimes and help kids. And, you know, some of the kids had sort of been labelled as stupid for years. And it wasn't that they were stupid, right? It was that they just learned in a different way, you know, because some kids will learn through, you know, repeating things. You know, you say something to them, they say it back and they'll get it. Some will learn through reading, some will learn through doing activities, some learn from watching things. So, you know, there were some students that were sent over to us and they were told, don't expect too much from them, you know, they're not very bright. And it's like, well, actually they are. It's just, you know, you just have to show them in a different way. And I think it was kind of a similar thing with me. You know, if a teacher had just said, oh, do you want to type this maybe, or something like that, maybe they would have
not assumed I didn't care about how things looked, but there we are. That's life. Okay, it's time for bed. Or not, depending on when you listen to this. You know, it's your life. Do what you want. But I'm recording this at night, so I'm going to bed. So if, you know, you want to check out more of my stuff, you can do that on my website, which is jenniferwan.com. The link is in the description anyway, but... you can also find me on social media with the username Miss J Squared, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, like just everywhere. YouTube, I do YouTube, that's a thing. you can buy my books on Amazon and stuff. You can buy my music on iTunes, Amazon, you can stream it on Spotify, just wherever, really. You know, name a website, I'm probably there, you know. And yeah, I think that's everything. I always hate doing this ending bit because I always think I'm going to forget something. But you know, it'll probably be fine. Good night, my love.